Ladies and gents, welcome to the Personal Growth Podcast. My name is Jack Stafford, and it is a pleasure to be doing this podcast with you guys. Now, for this episode, we are going to dive into something which is under the radar, and it comes to our habits. Now, our habits determine whether we go in the right direction or whether we're holding ourselves back. But sometimes we're not even self-aware of our habits, and that's when it becomes quite dangerous because we don't realize how much we are holding ourselves back from creating the life we want to live. So this podcast is all about you guys finding your, you know, empowering habits that when you wake up in the morning, when you go to bed, you can feel like you've had a good day regardless. So what I want to ask you first, the first question is, are your current habits serving you? And that's always a good question to reflect on. Are your current habits serving you? Because if I was to think on the top of my head, you know, there are habits in my life that I can get better at, and it's something I'm aware of and I need to get better at. But that whole notion of being self-aware of I could do better and being proactive about it is a step in the right direction. So if you were to ask yourself, what habits are in my life that are holding me back? If you wrote a list down, you might be very surprised on the number of habits that actually are just not serving you. And then instead of making excuses, being like, I don't have this time, or I don't have this money, or I'm feeling like this, it might be just because you're having the wrong habits in your life. And it's always just a very important question to reflect on and just to be self-aware, guys, because that self-awareness is the first step to creating that lasting change. So are your habits serving you, or are they holding you back? Just reflect on that for a second, because when you constantly reflect on that, you can then go about it in a proactive manner, not a reactive manner. Sometimes people react to their habits when they get a sudden, maybe they're in hospital and they get a health scare, and then it suddenly makes them realize, shit, I need to get my ass into gear here. And then they start to put in some positive habits. That's a very reactive state of mind to your habits, and that's not where you want to be. You don't want it to get to a point where your health is on the line and something causes you to be like, okay, this is serious here, I need to change. We want to be completely proactive and prevent that from happening. So what we're going to do in this podcast is we're going to go through how you can reflect on creating your killer morning routine and also your absolute killer evening routine. Now, routines are important for humans because they give us a sense of control. And no matter how chaotic life can seem at the time, a sense of routine is a sense of control. So you could be having the weirdest or a really bad day, but if you stuck to your morning routine in the morning, which served you and served your well-being, you can reflect on the end of the day and be like, well, at least I did this in my morning routine, and at least I listened to that podcast, or I wrote down my daily gratitude, and it allows me to reflect on what I am grateful for. And that's all about moving that needle forward, because we can't have a spectacular day every day. That's just not attainable. So guys, how do you set up a killer morning routine? Well, what's the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning? What are the thoughts that are in your head when you wake up? Because the thoughts that are in your head as soon as you wake up can be a fantastic indication of how you motivate yourself to get out of bed. So for example, if you lie in and then wake up like 10 minutes before work, but your strategy is, shit, I better get up for work, otherwise I'll be late and I'll get a telling off. That creation of anxiety for motivation over time is actually very detrimental to your mental health. It can work in short bouts of short-term motivation, but it's not a sustainable approach. Whereas if you have like empowering thoughts being like, or proactive thoughts being like, I want to get up earlier because I want to get up now because I'm ready to take the day on ahead. I can't wait for such and such to happen and all of this. When you use those empowering thoughts, it gives you an idea of actually how you can motivate yourself and how you do motivate yourself in other areas of your life. Because then if you're creating that anxiety and almost that stress factor to get you up, that gives you that self-awareness of being like, actually, is my morning routine setting me up for success? Because it's no wonder that when you wake up 10 minutes before you work and you roll out of bed and go to work, you finish work, and you hardly get any time off at lunch because they want you to work. Or you might go out for a lunch break or whatnot to get a meal, Tesco meal deal or whatever it is. But then you finish work and you're so tired and you're like, right, okay, then go to the gym or watch Netflix, then go to bed. You know, apart from going to the gym, there's nothing really in that daily routine that's serving your well-being or inspiring you to become that better version of yourself. And over time, that just leads to a very uninspired existence. And you can tell if it's uninspired because you hear it in people's language. You hear things, language patterns like, oh God, it's Wednesday already, I wish it was the weekend. Or, oh yeah, it's all right, you know, job's a job sort of thing. When you listen to that language, if that's you, it's time to reflect on how do I start serving my well-being with my routine? Because you might not be finding any time to fit that killer morning and evening routine in. And despite the fact that you might not enjoy your job, or you might not be enjoying life right now, when you have your routine with your habits, what that can serve you, you've actually got momentum to actually create change. Whereas if we're not doing anything about it, there is no momentum at all. So guys, when you wake up in the morning, understanding how you talk to yourself when you wake up. So then, before checking your phone, what can you do to serve you? I've got this little template that I follow, and it's like a four-step template. And I must admit, I don't follow it every single day, but I do at least three. I make that a non-negotiable for myself. And ever since doing this, I've noticed the most, just such powerful difference because of it. So my four-step method is hydration, movement, reflection, and education. Because when you get up in the morning, you automatically dehydrated. So you need to rehydrate yourself. Because when you're dehydrated as well, when you wake up, you feel lethargic, you feel heavy. When you feel heavy, you just feel tired. And when you feel tired and lethargic, your brain doesn't work as effectively. So when you go to a desk and you're dehydrated, your brain, your cognitive function is not fully firing. So hydration is incredibly important. So drinking a big glass of water as soon as you wake up. Then movement. So for me, movement's not an issue at all because I'm always out and about on my job, in between clients or classes. But even if I do have a quieter day and I only have maybe clients later on, I will go out in the morning, go for a walk, listen to a podcast, just to get the body moving, being in fresh air. And then the next thing is reflection. And actually for me, this is the most important one. This is the one I really hone in on, because reflection, guys, is you allow yourself to understand on what's good in your life. Or if there is, you feel like there's nothing good in your life right now, what could be good? What could be exciting? What could you be proud of? All these things. So every morning I wake up and I ask myself the same three questions every single day. What am I grateful for? And then I'll answer that question. What am I proud of? And I'll answer that question. And also, what am I excited about? And I'll answer that question. Because when I answer that question, my focus shifts onto the answers. So I automatically wake up in a really positive state of mind, no matter what kind of day it is. And then writing down what you're grateful for. Positive affirmations. And some of these might not appeal to you, and that's fine. But that whole emphasis of just reflection, that should be in your morning routine. Because reflection allows you to focus on actually, there is good in your life, even though you might not think so. And that you are very lucky, even though you might not think so. Guys, the fact that our heart beats without us having to think about it, we've got enough to be grateful for as it is. And when we get so wrapped up with our work, we're focusing on always the next step, always the next step. And don't get me wrong, if you've got dreams and goals, that's fantastic. We should all have that. But when you're always chasing that, you get lost and caught up in chasing the future when you're completely not acknowledging what wonderful the present might be. And the little moments of joy are always found in the present. And if we always look to the future, we escape that. So being reflective allows you to enjoy the present more, allows you to be grateful for what you have in your life and how far you have come. Because believe it or not, guys, although you might be hard on yourself if you're listening to this, you have come a bloody long way. The fact that you've had shit in your life and things have come in your way, there've been obstacles, and the fact that you're still here, doesn't that go to show you that you can handle anything that comes your way? You've done it so far. So when you become reflective in the morning, it allows you to really understand these things. And when things happen in your life that don't necessarily go your way, you don't react to it so much because the stress response inside your brain is a lot calmer from just being more of a grateful person. So after reflection, the last one is we had education. And education is really powerful because when you make progress in any area of your life, there's that sense of happiness. It's like the gym, you know, if you're seeing physical results, you feel happy, you feel great that your invested time is being put to use. Same with your job, if you get a promotion, you know, that feeling you get, that dopamine hit of, oh my God, my life's going somewhere. That's what we crave. So when you're learning about whether it's something to do with your work, to expand your skill set, or even if it's for a hobby outside, to make you more of a well-rounded person in terms of your general knowledge or within that specific area, you're going to feel a greater sense of happiness because you're going to feel like you're progressing no matter what, even if it might not be something to do with your job. So that's how you can create, guys, a killer morning routine. Hydration, movement, reflection, and education. And that's just before checking your phone. You might want to open maybe YouTube to get an educational video up, but before checking Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, whatever it is, Twitter, whatever you guys use. And then, guys, that's for your evening routine. That's the exact same. Because we all feel great when we have that morning routine. It makes us feel in control, whatnot. But then one of the big things when it comes to our mental and emotional health is our sleep. And I'm sure some of you guys listening here might be checking your phones, looking at your Twitter or Instagram or whatnot just before going to sleep. And there's actually nothing more detrimental to your sleep than checking social media before. And to be honest, guys, nothing ever happens on social media, really. But obviously, we go on social media throughout the day. We like to look, see what's going on and whatnot. But in the evening, nothing happens. And you don't miss out on much. And I learned this. And when I created this habit in my life of not checking my social media after 9 o'clock, just changed the way I saw social media. Because it allowed me to feel like I had more control over it and not that it was spiraling out of control. So every evening, 9 o'clock, no social media. And it just benefits my mental health so much because then when I go to bed, so that hour from 9 to 10 before going to bed, instead of checking my phone, I'll be reading a book, or sometimes I'll be cooking because a small little meal because I get back late. But even things like listening to motivational YouTube vids. I love listening to videos on YouTube that allow me to get perspective on life from personal development guys like Jim Rohn or Tony Robbins or David Goggins and all of those sort of guys. Because you can take pointers from them and you can learn from them and it can give you perspective on your journey. Because sometimes you feel really overwhelmed by life and you think, Jesus, like where is this going sometimes? We all have those doubts, of course we do. But then when you listen to those videos to go to sleep and you hear the occasional like just absolute gem of wisdom and it just calms you down, it gives you perspective and you're like yes, and then you take that with you, and when you take these things with you, you almost like have that bank of these knowledge bombs that these guys mention, and then you can reflect on in the evening on your day that you've just had. You can always look for the positive, guys. You can always look for the positive, like, did you go to the gym today? Did you kill your morning routine? Did you read for 30 minutes? All of these things. You can always look for the positive, guys. And I love this quote from Dumbledore that I've got stuck up on my wall in the Prison of Azkaban when he says, "Happiness can be found even in the darkest of times, if only one remembers to turn on the light." And that's the same when it comes to your evening reflection. You can always look for the positive, even though you might feel like you've had the worst day. Because where focus goes, energy flows. And if you're focusing on the positive, your energy is going to flow into the positive. So, team, that's how you can really set up your habits for your success to serve you. Habits that hydrate you, habits that make you move more, habits that make you reflect more, and habits that educate you more. That four-step template has really benefited me in the last couple of years. And that's why I'm sharing it, because if it hasn't made a massive difference on my life, then I'm doing it an injustice not sharing it. And doing that, guys, before checking your phones in the morning, just waking up in that reactive state is so detrimental in your mental health, because you're always looking for what you don't have. And you're always comparing yourself to people that you're like, oh my God, I'm never going to be like them. So you're just being everywhere else but the present. And when you wake up in the morning, you want to be ever present. That's your time in the morning for you. Even if it's getting up half an hour earlier before work to make that time for you, you'll feel so much better after. It'd be your alone time. Plus, if no one's up, whoever you live with, if you live in a flat or spare room or even just at home, your normal home, that could be time, just your time. And it's very rare that we get our own time, because it's easy to be sociable and it's harder to be living in solitude. But those moments in solitude is where the most growth comes, because what you practice in private gets rewarded in public. So by practicing these things in private, you become that better version of yourself. So guys, I hope that all makes complete sense on how you can find those habits to serve you using that four-step template before checking your phone in the morning and putting your phone away or social media away after 9. You can even start off 9:30 if you're to bed at 10, make it half an hour, then build up. That's okay. You don't have to make it 9. But just that whole emphasis of not checking your phone a certain period before going to bed, that's what I'm emphasizing. And hopefully that makes you reflect, guys, on what habits are in your life that are serving your well-being and are helping you to expand into that next level of yourself, not holding you back. Because we always want to feel like we progress. Because when we progress, we have that sense of happiness. Always remember that, team. Ladies and gents, if you have any questions, feel free to message me on Instagram, JackStaffordPT, or to email me, JackStaffordPT@gmail.com. And I hope you really enjoyed listening to this podcast, guys. And until next time, thank you so much. And if you really enjoy this podcast, feel free to rate and review on Spotify or Apple, because then that allows it to be expanded into a wider audience and more people can benefit from hearing these little pointers. Thank you so much, team. And until next time, goodbye.